779 from 889. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem. I'm here.
Anyway, I didn't catch that last part of the conversation that Katrina's boyfriend turned around his put on his emergency brake, and it evidently didn't hold, and he hit one of the posts in the driveway that is the markers for the snow, but no big deal. It was concreted in, so, I mean, well, it bent the pipe, but I hate them things anyway. They're nothing but a pain.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Geez. Yeah, what I was saying was had the office space, we did a partition and then a front office partition, which is where I'm at. It was quite a lot. It took a lot of time, a lot of money from my understanding, and had the local contractor doing it. Then me and Shenzel did post-construction on it and got a little bit of money out of that because there was so much drywall dust and everything in there, and it was pretty messy.
Hey, are you talking about your current offices?
Yeah, that was a number of years ago that happened, though. But, yeah, it was a lot of work and a lot of stuff going on.
Okay, I thought you was talking about where you're at now. Yeah, I know who did the remodel and everything on that. They had asked us to give them a bid, but we were tied up on the schools up north on the big schools. So, yeah, we couldn't get into that when they converted that building.
Yeah, this was long after the conversion. They were just doing making a couple partitions in it. It wasn't the whole remodel of it. So I remember back when that was a wide open space and a store. So I remember when that was there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, we wanted to because it was local, but we were already, you know the size of jobs we're doing. We had two really big jobs going up in the Corvallis area. So, yeah, there was no way. We had 35, 40 guys going up there in Corvallis at the time at the schools up there. And there was no way that we could have turned around and got in the middle of that. Even though, yeah, we've worked with the contractor quite a bit. I mean, local contractors, so... Yeah, we've done a lot of work with them, but we couldn't get involved. But, yeah, hey, yeah, from 7 years ago to now, it is unbelievable what materials and everything is costing now. It's just unreal. I've never seen such fluctuations in steel and construction materials like that. I've never seen it, and I've been in it since I was a teenager. Yep, I timed out again. I'm bucking 70, and I've never seen it like that, and I've been in construction since I was 18 years old. So, yeah, I've never seen it like that.
Yep, these are strange times for sure in every aspect of everything.
Yeah, I hear that. All right, Boris. Well, Linda just pulled up, and she's got dog food and chicken food and stuff, and we got to get it unloaded. Yeah, she's running late tonight, so. You, Chantel, and boys, have a good night, and we'll be monitoring, and I'll be on there. Yeah, if you hear me rambling on, yeah, give me a shout. You have a good one for us, and we will talk to you later. WSBT 889, we're monitoring for a while.
Yeah, real quick, Shento was asking if she could pick up some eggs from you tomorrow, whatever time works.
Ooh, you're trying to get me shot. It would either have to be, I can bump her up. I've got like about six people in front of you guys, but I'll go ahead and get you a flat out, but I'm not sure if I can get it by tomorrow. It might be maybe Sunday. Ask Chantel if that'll work.
Yeah, she said there's no rush. You don't need to bump anybody off because of us, so we're fine for the moment. But, yeah, go ahead and prioritize them first, and then we can get back with you in a few days or whatever.
That would be a couple of days. I've just got two people that have already promised that are coming in. One's coming in from Doris from California, and the other one's here in town. Actually, he's one of our bankers, so... I've got another flat started. I think Sunday. I can get a hold of you. I can let you know.
Yeah, no problem. You can text me or call me on the radio. I'm still monitoring GMRS quite a bit and also monitoring ham stuff. So I'm monitoring everything on one radio where I have my other one. So they can always get a hold of me, so no problem.
Yep, I do know how to get hold of you. All right. Hey, you guys have a good night, and God bless, and we will talk to you later. WSBT 889, we're monitoring.
All right, John, thanks a lot. Have a good night. WRGY 779.